yeah. Welcome back. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on the ticket. Dartboard of Doom Day. Leroy is wearing fiddler crab claws. It's hilarious. There's videos of him trying to pour a bottle of water.
No, I'm on point. What are you talking about?
It's still hilarious watching you try and manipulate those.
I've figured out you can eat, but you can't be that exact.
You guys want to guess the code word?
Lazy.
Nope.
Give you up.
Nope. Different song. Same
Never.
Guy, different song. Nope. Nope. You just said the same song. It's just a different word in the song. It's his other song.
Forever. Together.
Together.
Yeah. Close with
Apart.
Them.
No.
Forever.
When you're together, you are...
A joined.
Couple. No. You are...
Cuddling.
That's the way to say this, Robbie. You, if you have the same ideas in something,
you believe in the same thing.
Joint.
No.
Unison.
Agree.
Whoa, you're a close, Beast.
Yeah.
What's a variation of unison?
T is the word I was looking
unity.
For. Unity. Unity.
There's a song called Unity.
Where?
We're not allowed to play it.
Yes.
UNITY stands for unity.
The song's not in our system. We would have had to illegally play it. Would you have wanted that, Beast?
Don't try to look. There's a Tobin in all of
whatever
us.
I don't know.
UNITY Unity. Text it to 72881.
UNITY Queen Latifah. Rosa.
Why are we doing bootleg radio? There's a song out there that would make
we
this
don't
so
have
much
it.
Easier.
We don't have it in our system.
And okay, that's bootleg radio.
But it's a process.
Process.
Not a process.
I want results.
I'm about the results too.
Oh, my goodness.
Adam Gase's press conference is coming up soon. He's undoubtedly going to be surly and blaming the Dolphins for all his career
you
failures.
Think? He can't.
Why?
He really can't.
Why?
Because he made all the decisions.
All right. I'm sure.
I think.
I'm
I
sure
bet
he
you,
won't
I bet, you, I bet you he will say, I made a couple of moves that went wrong.
Isn't it true that the only reason why Gase has his job is because he's the only guy that would do it without having full control?
Yeah, he was like their ninth choice.
Right.
Mike McCarthy had demands, and the Baylor coach even had demands.
Yeah, he didn't get any of the jobs that he interviewed for before this, and then he ended up in this job after they interviewed like seven people. So he is like last ups.
Question.
Adam Gase. If not, he was going to be coaching with Matt Patricia, which would have been hilarious.
No smiles on the sideline.
No way. Oh, my God.
Hey, smiles. No way.
Beast. Do we have any Hurts or Martell?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts visited. Yeah, well, let's just do headlines. Then we'll get to it.
Okay.
Robbie. Headline.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
So in case you missed it, Jalen Hurts was dining with the UM coaching staff at Prime 112 last night.
Always a tradition.
After his three-day vacation. Yes, it is. Recruits can go do
Prime 112?
Yep. That's where they take all the recruits.
Why does everybody think this is illegal?
And on yachts.
Is this just like Miami paranoia?
No.
I've seen like everybody's asked it. Like, is that allowed?
Well, there's no Prime 112 in Smileyville.
You think Manny Diaz
that's
is
why we win.
You think Manny Diaz is going to allow himself to get filmed in
you
public
think
with something
that's
illegal?
That's going to be the...
Okay, so Bagman might have something to do with it.
Back,
anyways,
back where
so Jalen Hurts visited yesterday. That was after he was in Maryland Friday, Oklahoma Saturday, Miami Sunday. That was right around the time. That was just before Manny Diaz became a WWE hype man and had the team start doing weird things on a ring and a flashing lights.
Manny Diaz looks like the Weasley manager who would screw somebody out of a title match.
Probably. Tate Martell is supposed to visit today, although I haven't gotten confirmation on that, but we'll see what happens. Possibly you get both. Jalen would be eligible to play next year. Tate Martell would be eligible to play the year after. So that would work out nice. And then whoever's in the Canes quarterback room, have fun.
But in this
case,
I mean,
one of the things I hate about fans is that, like, you don't get chance for development, right? You suck, you're out of there. That's it. You
Correct.
Can't get no better.
Yep, we want to win now.
My question is this. Like, has everybody just moved on from the quarterbacks you got?
Yep.
You don't think that none of those guys can develop or Manny can
maybe
strike a nerve and
maybe.
Get them to...
Maybe.
I do. I'm Team Coase.
So you're the one.
No. I will tell you this. It won't be him.
Why? He's the one who's sticking around.
Because usually when you make poor decisions at that position off the field, it means that you're not going to make good decisions.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but has the coach not said that everybody starts with a clean slate?
That's fine. That's fine.
That's a great thing.
He also mentioned the super secret suspensions.
Wait, let me ask you this.
Correct, Robbie.
What has N'Kosi Perry done to lead you to believe he's just going to straighten it out?
Growing up.
By the way, Robbie is correct. Like, Manny Diaz talking about a clean slate has nothing to do with who may or may not be suspended for the first four games of the season.
Why would he be suspended?
Really? Dude, you can't just
why?
Make, you can't.
Don't tiptoe. If you're going to throw something like
I'm
that out
tip-toeing.
There.
Not tiptoeing.
Give me something.
Not tiptoeing. Meanwhile, Dan Enos, the new offensive coordinator for the University of Miami, was on with WQAM's Joe Rose this morning. Let's listen to
Wait,
Dan Enos.
Not yet.
Oh, my God. No. Do I really have to hear from the offensive coordinator? I really have no interest.
I just want to
hear
his
voice.
Come
here with Jalen Hurts or I don't care.
I just want to hear what he sounds like.
Why do...
Didn't he talk about Leroy Horde kicking his ass back in 89?
It's more important.
Yep.
That you have a quarterback rather than you have a good offensive quarterback.
I agree. I just want to hear what the guy's voice sounds like.
Okay. I can't tell
it's
you.
Not gonna have a press
like,
conference.
All I heard is ready, set.
Robbie, you gotta know.
I don't have it yet.
Robbie, man. It's
Jesus.
Okay. I really don't care that much.
How are we looking on the gay presser?
We got it up right now. We're waiting. Yeah. It's not on yet. Relax.
They're doing a talking heads segment right now, and then but they've already shown camera shots to the presser. Nobody's sitting there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be any minute now.
Yeah, trust me. He's going to – I'm sure everybody in this panel right now is like, oh, is Adam Gase the right coach for Sam Darnold? Oh, yeah, you know, this guy, he works with quarterbacks and going to change the code, holds guys accountable. Oh, yeah, all right, cool, yeah. Just the spin job is going to be unbelievable with this guy.
Meanwhile
nobody ever wants to come out and just say the alleged quarterback guy is a bum.
I personally think he's just going to move on.
Not going to be possible.
Not going to say anything.
This is Thunderdome, baby.
You think
you're in New York media. Someone's going to ask you about
Gase
it.
Gase is going to be team petty?
They'll ask him. He'll just move on.
All right. We'll see.
You don't think so?
Nope. Can't help himself.
You know, most coaches, you know, they
he's,
just
he's
move
not
on.
Most coaches. He's a petty little man, and he can't help himself.
Oh, Jesus. What?
Why? I don't understand this. Why are you guys standing on a hill for this guy? We've been sitting here for three years covering this guy. His behavior speaks for itself.
We're not standing on a hill for him. I'm just like, you think he gives a rat's ass about Miami now that he's coach of the Jets?
Yes.
You do.
Really?
What? How? Can I ask you a question? How do you function outside of this room?
Quite well.
With all that petty?
I feel great.
You have to be angry at everything.
Nope,
that
I let it all out there. I have the cleanest conscience among us all. Trust me. Trust me. I'm not toiling. I'm not tortured. I lay it all out there. Take it or leave it. Most people take it.
You're a professional troll.
I'm not a professional troll.
Oh, you are such a professional troll.
I mean
troll.
What I say. I
Do
say
you
what
know
I mean.
How many
no.
times we're just randomly walking in South Florida and then you'll say something and I'll give you the look and you laugh?
Like what? By the way, a new version of Just Throwing This Out There is coming up in 15 minutes of heat. Just throwing it out there.
We should get imaging for this.
Do we have Dan Enos yet?
Don't have Dan Enos yet.
Bro, we don't care about Dan Enos. We've moved on.
I don't understand. Why don't we have it? It was sent out this morning.
I may have deleted the email by mistake because my inbox keeps flooding. Your mailbox is full. Your mailbox is full. And I always get into panic mode and have to delete emails.
Good. You know why? You want to know why? I don't care about hearing the offensive coordinator.
I just want to hear what he sounds like.
Hey, I think I should only have to do this for 2 hours.
No. You wanted hashtag third hour? You got hashtag third hour.
No, what? Everybody else only had to do their thing for 2 hours.
Sucks for you.
Dude, that's not how it works anymore. Like, Dark Board of Doom punishments are now three-hour punishments.
I thought it was a segment.
No.
The nipple clamps was a segment.
Nipple clamps was a segment. No. That's a pain tolerance. You're a lobster you're a fiddler crab the entire show today.
Yeah, but I can't move my hand.
I want to tell you. I'm sorry. You had a bunch of options you could have thrown at it. You choose your own fate.
The dart lands. I have to wear the turkey leg suit and have a beard that looks like oddness. I don't know how I'm going to do that. To have like a weave.
Why is this such a big debate? It's really not. It's not controversial.
Because it's getting a little moist.
Let me ask you a question. If I had to wear the lobster claws and I said, hey, I should only have to do this for 2 hours, you'd be killing me.
Oh, yeah. Look, There's no shame.
Is Gase up there with no hat?
I don't know.
I'm seeing Twitter reports.
They're just talking. He probably is up there with no hat.
You think he's bald?
Yeah.
He was super bald when he got here.
The donut. He's got the little donut.
He's got like that little thin island.
Will we get the Adam Gase from the first day of training camp when he sounded so refreshed, or we get the
probably. He'll probably sound all chipper and fool all these idiots.
I'm excited. I'm excited about the opportunity to coach a young, fresh, new quarterback, a team with a lot of talent. But look, I already know the presser. I could do it. I've heard it for all my life. The same line. It's a great opportunity for me. Yeah, really. You're about to get the third pick in the draft. It's not like, yeah.
That's pretty good.
I just failed in my previous job. I'm pretty fortunate to get this job, to be honest with you.
I failed up.
Not quite as Cliff Kingsbury level, but I still failed up.
The press conference has definitely started because I'm seeing tweets.
All right. Well, they're talking about it, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, it might not be Gase yet. It might be McCagnan or the Johnson kids doing the introduction.
Ah, you're right.
I know pressers, man.
Just go to the Jets' Twitter account.
It's there. I got it.
Gase isn't up there yet.
I would
go. You really want to hear from Mike McCagnan?
No.
Who would you rather hear from more, Dan Enos or Mike McCagnan?
Any other news, Beast?
Nah, I mean, not really.
Oh, my God. This is Adam Gase. I swear to God. The worst. All of it.
Gase is a spin doctor. Lil Miss can't be wrong.
That's right. Well done, Texter. Point for that, Texter. Good song reference.
Oh, wow. Did Leroy marry his high school sweetheart?
Point for Texter!
Did Leroy marry his high school sweetheart? It's like he's never had an ex to be petty at.
Here he comes. Rat bastard at number one.
Suit.
Oh, suit.
So bald. So bald. Bug-eyed. Green tie. Dude looks like a candy cane. All right, I just want to start out here by saying Steve Ross doesn't know anything about
football. Oh, he's got the beady eyes.
Look at his eyes.
Of course he's.
Look at his eyes.
He's probably snowblown right beforehand.
Here we go.
Let's go, Robbie. Live coverage.
I just want to start off thanking Christopher Johnson, Mike McCagnan, the rest of the Jets organization. I know it was a long process for you guys, a lot of candidates. I know it was a lot of tireless nights.
He's already petty. He's already upset that they went.
Late night FaceTime sessions there at the end.
How dare they?
Late night FaceTime.
It's always fun when you kind of think it might be the call, and it's not. So that was a good start. It was a long 9 days, long 10 days. I know my family was eager for me to get out of the house for sure.
Can't blame them.
You know, I'd like to thank my wife, Jennifer, my three kids. I know that's been a tough road for them the last couple days, just trying to figure out where we were going to be. And I appreciate them sticking with me. I'm excited to get going. I know it's a ways away before we get players in here, but you can feel the energy in the building. Today's been a great day.
What?
And really, at the end of the day, we're here for one reason. Our process started a couple days ago, and we'll see what it brings to us.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Adam. Let me know when he starts taking questions from these Yahoos in the Bronx.
They're not Yahoos in New York.
Yeah, Adam, what you say is your best process there to get them quarterbacks throwing good, huh?
All right. Well, first of all, I like my players to either come from Chicago or from Denver.
He's
going to answer questions.
Look at the eyes.
Yeah, he's beady. I don't know what to tell you.
Chris?
Hey, Chris, ask your question already. Let's go.
Brian Costello from the New York Post and WFAN. Adam, just curious, what lessons do you feel like you learned from your time in Miami that you will apply now in your second crack at being a head coach?
Well, over 3 years, you're going to have mistakes that you make, and really, it could be either a mental note or really, you start creating that list of from year to year, and it's really starting this first part of the process. We have been trying to put a coaching staff together. You know, it's the first thing I learned first go around is don't get impatient. I think you have to rush
that's rich.
To get into that. We got to get this guy hired. We got to get this hired. Just go through your process. Make sure if we got to interview guys, we interview guys. I think that's just the start of many of the things that I've learned in that first go around. It's a long list because football, there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts. And every time we encounter something, we're going to learn from it, and then we're going to move on, and we're going to correct it.
Right here in the middle.
So for Christopher Joe Rivera, Sporting News.
I don't care.
Specifically about Adams?
I don't care about Christopher's opinion on anything.
What specifically?
Let me know when Adam gets asked another question, Robbie. Listen, I just want to say patience is a virtue.
Do you notice he wouldn't mention, like, the Dolphins, Miami down there or anything?
Wouldn't.
He just
He will. Trust me. He's going to get goaded into
no,
it.
He just said
that first go-round.
No, trust he won't.
He will.
He won't. Why? Why would he?
Because
he's got another job.
He's a small man. He's a small man with a small amount of hair on his head.
Does that matter?
Hey, I'm going to just say, dear Intercom, you do realize if things don't work out with Tobin, he is going scorched earth on everybody.
Oh, yeah. I've been taking notes, baby. All the secrets. I know where the bodies are buried here.
They all end up back at one person.
Why me? What did I do?
What didn't you do?
God, his
You're
eyes.
Like a cat. You got 9 lives.
He's about to...
You've been run over by a bus. You fell off a building.
Congratulations.
Shut up.
Obviously, a large reason you were brought here was the quarterback here, Sam. I'm just kind of wondering if you can tell us what you've seen in him in the short period of time that you've had to scout him and whatnot, and what your conversations with him have been like.
I love him. He gave me 2 wins.
The majority of the things that I've already looked at have been his pro tape. Obviously, us preparing for him for 2 games was kind of really a jump start for me. He was one of the guys that we actually thought was going to be gone way before we ever picked. We focused on a couple other guys that we thought possibly could fall to us at 11. And I've been able to, especially in the last few days, really hammer out as much tape as I could on him and start looking at the things that I've seen him do really well, some of the things that we could possibly work on. And really, it's going to start with him. I mean, that's an obvious statement.
Right.
And I'm excited because this is really the first time I've been able to get with a guy this young, this early in his career.
See?
You know, we're going into year 2.
There it is.
And
there it is.
I mean, he's hungry for knowledge. He wants to be coached.
Deflect.
When you have a type of player that does have the physical traits,
that's what you got,
this is an exciting thing for
there
me
it
to
is.
Go through.
I got to work with a young guy, not like an old buster that I didn't draft.
Manish Mehta, New York Daily News.
Oh, this dude,
Christopher, along those lines, what gave you confidence?
I don't care about Christopher questions. Shut Manish up. Let me know when Gase talks to you. Robbie, get some of this during the break, and we'll get back to it. But coming up next, there's a lot of juicy stuff going on in the NBA. While the Heat are playing well, Eric Spoelstra's not happy with the team. Kyrie Irving wants to fight his teammates. Jimmy Butler again wants to fight his teammates.
Notice who he wants to fight with. That's key.
So,
he ain't messing with one of them Morris twins.
It does bring up an interesting question that's going to ask us, you know, to just throw some stuff out there. So we'll get to that in 15 minutes of Heat next.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of Heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get Heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
Is brought to you by someone. I'm gonna find out in a second because I've been watching this Adam
Who are you
Gase
yelling at?
Acting like a complete jackal. Who's it brought to us by, Robbie? Let me know. All right, here. All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. It's their job to get you back in the game at All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. With 4 South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more info. This Adam Gase. I can't, Beast.
What did he do?
You missed some real gems during the break.
Like?
He's like, first of all, this fine lady's like, Adam, what made the Jets the right choice for you? And I just want to, my head wants to explode. I don't know, because they're the only ones who chose to give me the job? Everybody else hired people before me? Thanks
for
the question.
What did he say?
Oh, he's just like, well, I've
the one thing I love is that they, they have a quarterback fresh out of the draft and never had that opportunity.
What? What are you talking about? This guy is a week removed from saying Tannehill has a higher ceiling than anybody. And now all of a sudden, it's, no. I want to work with a quarterback fresh out the draft, fresh out the package. It's nonsense. And then this was a doozy. Somebody asked him, I forget who. Who knows at this point? Somebody asked him, Adam, you don't have the 50 control of 53-man roster here like you did in Miami. How do you think that's going to affect you? He goes, to be honest with you, I didn't even want 53-man control in Miami.
Oh, Jesus.
They just kind of offered it up. I'm like, what?
This guy?
What? They just offered it up? Like,
more power. I didn't want more power.
What are you talking about? The vocal jujitsu that this guy is using, I can't believe it.
I didn't, 53-man control, I didn't even want that. It was just a thing.
What are you talking about, bro?
Technical difficulty.
First of all, while you were gone, he got his claw stuck in the door. and then also,
Leroy's wearing claws. Today,
also,
everybody.
Was complaining that he couldn't open the Snickers bar with claws.
No.
Do you have somebody open it for you?
No. I don't need no damn Snickers bar.
By the way, I got the Adam Gase, that Adam Gase cut you were just talking about.
Please. You got to hear this thing. We'll get to Heat. I swear to God, I have an awesome version of just throwing this out there in just a second. But you got to hear this, Leroy. It's unbelievable. This guy, he passes the buck like none other.
Did he pass the buck?
Pass the buck. This guy asks him about, hey, Adam, no 53-man roster control here, huh? Just going to be a coach? How's that going to affect you? This dude does a song and dance. You're not going to believe it.
For Adam, Rich Cimini, ESPN.com. Adam, in Miami, you had control over the 53-man roster, which you won't have here. Why would you agree to the setup the way it is here? And secondly, how do you think it could impact your coaching?
Yeah, I was good. I don't even think I asked. I didn't. That was not something I was really interested in.
What are we talking about?
You know, that's just kind of how it worked out in Miami. That was something that was really almost offered up of, we think this is the way we should go and in Miami. And here I didn't even ask. I just knew coming in here, it was going to be a team effort to make sure that I do my part, which is coach the team, do everything I can to help bring in good players, and when my opinion was asked, give my opinion. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that kind of collaboration.
Unbelievable.
Somebody said Gase was filming a proof of life hostage video.
Is this still going on or is it over, Robbie? What's the deal with this thing?
I'm pretty sure it's still going on. I'm watching a little bit of a delay now.
Yeah, I mean, Beasley's still live tweeting. It's still going on. And the things that he's saying, God. I can't even, if you
tell me.
No.
Tell me. Tell me right now. I'll go to his account myself. I swear to God, you better just read what he said.
Wait, what? How is he passing the buck?
Oh.
Well, what? I can tell you why he didn't ask for it, because he wouldn't have a job.
Huh?
In
No. No. You missed the point. You weren't listening because you're wearing claws. He said, and I quote, I didn't ask for the 53-man control in Miami. They just gave it to me. What? Are you crazy?
Okay, a couple of quotes that have come down. Gay said he wishes the Dolphins ranked top 10, top 5 in Miami. Hopes to be in the upper echelon in New York. I think he's talking about the offense. Gase on why his offense wasn't as productive. I've looked at that a lot myself. A big focus of ours was on turnover margin. We knew we had to play a certain way. We sacrificed statistics to try to get wins.
You know what you sacrificed? You sacrificed your good players is what you sacrificed. Because they didn't fit. They didn't fall in line, Adam. Do a little soul searching. You know, have some accountability. It's very unbecoming of yourself.
I would say this. It's kind of hard to do any soul searching when you keep getting jobs.
I agree. Could have used more reflection.
We are doing a show with Adam Gase.
Could you explain this one to me?
Do you not realize that?
So Christopher Johnson on Gase's roadmap to success, this is the quote. The fact that Adam's vision synced well with what Mike and I talked about, he is intelligent, forward-thinking, aggressive. To paraphrase Wayne Gretzky, he's coaching to where football is going.
No, he's not! No, he's not, Chris! He's a Ponzi schemer! He is Bernie Madoff with a Jets visor! He is fooling you! We've been on this forever! He doesn't know who his best players are. He accidentally falls into it. Oh my God, JJ is good. Oh my God, Kenyon Drake. He never knows. He never knows. And you know what he does? He says, I got it. The 5'7 guy is going to be able to make it through 16 games. Or I got it. Let me give Frank Gore the majority of the carries. How old is he? 74? Brilliant. Let's do it. Goes out there, he says Ryan Tannehill heals faster than anybody. Meanwhile, he didn't play the next year. And he had Jay Cutler. Why? Because he made him less Jay Cutler than anybody else has made him Jay Cutler. I mean, it's unbelievable. Who falls for this? Who?
We are working with Adam Gase, yet you can't see how.
Who falls for this? He is, what is the quote? He's going where football's going?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't.
Is Adam Gase coaching a football that has 19 players? What does that mean?
Oh my God.
He's a trendsetter. That's what it means.
He's not a trendsetter.
Well, they're saying he's a trendsetter.
He was McVay before McVay.
I mean, unbelievable. And good point brought up by Antoine Staley, who covers the Dolphins for USA Today. Says Gase is excited to work with Donald because he hasn't had a chance to get a young QB. And he says, I'm sure Stephen Ross would disagree with that statement. He had a chance to draft Lamar Jackson. Well put, Antoine. Well put. But you want to know something? Gase will never admit it.
You know what Adam, you know what Antoine just did to Adam Gase?
You've been boxed in!
Congratulations, Antoine. First box in from Twitter. Well done, sir. Well done.
Q&A is over after 12 questions.
Of course it is.
Armando Salguero says, hashtag lame.
One more. Get out of here, this dude. I mean, I can't.
Are we going to do this every week next year during the season?
No. I'll be over it eventually.
Somebody said Brock Osweiler already has his card to the Jets facility.
No. We were talking about this at the birthday party over the weekend. I said, Tobin, I said, the Dolphins plan to tank. What's the quarterback situation? He goes, Osweiler all year.
All day, baby.
You know who else could be the quarterback? Blake Bortles.
No. Oh, if you want a man for the job, Blake's going to get it done for you.
Jake Ruddock.
He'll get it done for you, man.
When do you have a career? Just because of you?
Who?
He'll have a career year.
Oh, Blake Bortles? No way. He's the worst. No.
Not with the Dolphins. Not with the Dolphins. Won't have that lights out defense to work with.
I mean, they will have. I like the Dolphins getting Jim Caldwell. I'm down with that. That's cool.
He was the offensive coordinator when that Ravens had that surge and won the Super Bowl.
I think Jim Caldwell was a good hire.
Is he 110 years old?
He's 63.
That's
not 110.
That's fine.
That's coaching prime.
I thought he was 10 years older. My bad.
He probably could be a head coach in today's day and age. Everyone's got to hire somebody 40 or and under. But
it's true. Sure, you got to be a young buck these days.
That's the NFL, and that's not me. I'm Cliff Kingsbury.
Just throw it.
That whiz kid quarterback for the Bengals. I mean, who's the Bengals going to be the new head coach?
Zach Taylor, yeah.
That's where the NFL's going. Chris Johnson said it himself. Coaching to where football's going.
We focused on turnover margin and sacrificed stats to get wins.
Oh, okay.
Crazy. There's these four teams in the Final Four in the conference championship. Did a lot of sacrificing of stats, Adam.
There's so many Twitter memes right now.
People are just learning of his crazy eyes.
Yes. It's going nationwide. Like a Bleacher Report is on it. Everyone's on it now.
Bro, he's got the devil in those eyes.
Look at this one. Look at this. Look at this one I'm telling you right now. I can't.
I feel like our hipster band just went mainstream.
This is not human what he's doing right here.
So wait, they were pretty nice to him.
Yeah, of course they are. They gotta start working.
You know why?
Why?
Haven't played any games yet.
Yeah.
Same thing with Manny.
No, if you're the press, you gotta start sucking up. You know, you
same thing with Manny. They haven't started playing games yet. Wait until camp starts for the Hurricanes and ask them 1,000 times who your quarterback's gonna be.
Crazy.
Boys, I have a slight problem.
You still complaining about these lobster claws?
What's the issue?
I gotta pee.
I asked you before what would happen if you had to go number one. You said you got it.
Do we allow him a pee reprieve?
I tried.
You tried to pee with the lobster claws on?
Yeah.
And?
I had to basically strip, so I got
Did you do like the three-year-old? Yes. You know, that takes
your PA?
I put my pants down to my
ass in the men's room?
It's a bathroom.
So?
The problem, like,
imagine like the light FM PD walks in as soon as that happens. Leroy, by the way, is wearing fiddler crab claws today. We'll get to the Heat in just a second.
I need a bathroom break. So I need to take him off the bathroom.
All right, I'll allow it.
Okay. I'll allow it.
I'll allow it. I don't want you bare-assing it all over this place.
Should we just break and then do 15 minutes of Heat on the other side?
I mean,
we got a second time.
This guy.
Thought they fixed that, didn't they?
Never going to be fixed.
I got an email that said they put a new cord on.
Sure they did. I mean, this is the same place that didn't pay the DirecTV bill over the weekend.
He's going like crazy, like psycho.
Dude, he's an
look,
insane
look at his head. Doesn't he kind of look like Putin?
A little bit.
No.
He's probably controlled by Putin.
Look, why does he keep doing that head thing?
He did that all year. If I asked you, hey, or if I told you, that's the star of the new horror movie that involves like a stalker and a killer. Would you be like, oh yeah.
Yeah, he looks like an alien is wearing him as a suit.
We have that guy already.
Yeah, that guy already works here.
15 minutes of Heat is next. Can you feel the heat down in your soul? I feel the heat down in my soul. Can you see the heat? All right, you feel better, man?
Oh my goodness.
Good, put those claws back on. Leroy's a fiddler crab today. In honor of Justice Winslow's former struggles at the rim.
We allowed him to take the claws off during the break so he could tinkle.
I tried to go without.
Right. That didn't seem like that went well.
Bare-assed in the building, which is going to be an HR issue.
No, it's not. I wasn't bare-assed in the... Listen, I had to go like a three-year-old and pull my pants down all the way. But my underwear are a little bit tighter. And so it was hard to hook the claw to get my underwear down.
There's a new Twitter account at crazy_gase_eyes.
So you started a new Twitter account?
No, I didn't.
Just
man.
Like you
I
did with Augustus and Cullen?
No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I don't have time for that.
Really?
I don't.
Really?
There's a lot of things you end up doing that we say, how does he have time for that?
Like what? I don't know. Like, you know, someone's face will be on like a pirate ship and...
Oh, man. Aren't you guys proud of me, though? I've shown a lot of growth this past weekend. A lot of growth.
I don't even want to know where this is going.
Really? I'm surprised you guys didn't notice. So the whole East, every big time team in the East has got some drama around it.
Yep.
And mostly with Jimmy Butler and the Philadelphia 76ers, no surprise there, and Kyrie Irving and the Boston Celtics. Now the Heat, they whooped the Celtics, whooped them. And Kyrie Irving afterwards was like, praising Miami up and down, their effort, everything about the organization. Had to do a little practicing on the court afterwards.
What are you trying to say? That
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, interesting. And so then the next game happens in Orlando. And Gordon Hayward blows it. Throws the ball to Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Brick City. And Kyrie Irving is beside himself yelling at Gordon Hayward.
During the play, Kyrie Irving just basically took a knee. He was like, I'm out.
Freaking out.
Yeah.
Freaking out at Gordon Hayward. And then afterwards, he's talking about how this team, they just don't know what it takes to. Yeah, this Robbie, this is Kyrie Irving after the game. He's going on this entire, just this entire like manifesto of all the struggles that he thinks the Celtics are having. If they had hopes for a championship run.
Your finger on with, I guess, the ups and downs.
Experience.
best thing I can say is experience. We're lacking it, and because of that, we have a lot of learning to do. So we have a lot of ground to make up, and in that aspect, and you know, it gets tough. When it gets hard, you got to think. We got to do the right things. You can't, you know, gamble and think that it's going to be the winning play. You got to be able to play through the full 48 minutes, no matter what's going on, and hold your head high when you make mistakes. You know, when your job is called upon, you got to do it to the best of your ability. You got to come in and make an impact for the minutes that you're playing out there. You got to appreciate being out there and just competing. You know, and it doesn't matter who you're going against. It matters the type of preparation you have, what you're going out and trying to accomplish. What's the big picture? What are we doing here? These are a lot of things that I don't think that some of my teammates have faced of just every single day. It's not easy to be great. I know from majority of the fact that we're better than most teams in this league.
So he pulls the old, I know how to win, boys. Boys, I know how to win. Follow me. Now, when I say I know how to win, I mean don't give the ball to anybody else at the end of games except for me. So that was juicy.
Would you take him?
Well, this is what I want to bring up. I'm just throwing this out there. All right.
Oh, here's
I'm just Sony imaging for this.
I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not saying I want this because you guys often accuse anytime I want to bring up a trade scenario, you go, you are such a flip flopper. You want to trade everybody. I'm just throwing this out there. Now, who
so
is
this? How you
this
hide?
Should be good.
Here's how you hide flip flopping.
No. This is this is how I like to just bring up discussions without you accusing me of being a flip flopper on certain players in the Heat.
We discussed
for example, for example. You guys say I wanted to trade Goran Dragic, and that is not true. I only wanted to trade him for Kawhi Leonard, and I don't appreciate that you guys frame it like that. So let's just throw this out there. Who would you rather be the Heat point guard? Tomorrow, I say Danny Ainge rings up Pat Riley. Pat Riley answers.
Click.
Whoa.
It's Danny Ainge. He hanging up.
All right, okay. Then he calls Andy's off. Hey, what's up? It's Sandy Ellisberg. Hey, hey, Andy, it's Danny. I called Pat's office, but he hung up on me. Who is that, Andy? No one, Pat. Just chill out for a second. What's up, man? What do you think about this? Throwing this out there. You know, I've always loved Justice Winslow. Playing good ball for you guys lately, huh? Yeah. He's kind of balling out. You know, career high in points. He's really killing it. He's really been the catalyst for everything good with the Heat right now. Well, listen, I don't know if Kyrie Irving's going to stay here. You don't want him? Excuse me? You guys want him? What are you saying? I'm saying Kyrie Irving for Justice Winslow. Straight up. What do you do? Who would you want as your point guard tomorrow, Leroy? Justice Winslow?
Let me say Kyrie Irving. Sneaky. No. You're not going to get me. Because guess what? He's throwing it out there like some bait.
That's not true.
And then soon as somebody says what he really wants to say, so he wouldn't be considered flip-flopping, he's going to jump all over it.
I'll tell you what. Listen, I've shown a lot of growth. If I was serious about this, you know I'd show up today dressed as a captain.
Okay.
All right?
Now.
I didn't do that.
Would you?
Well, hold on. I have one more scenario.
I want to know because you have pretty much traded everybody.
By the way, you'd have to have like another $14
million. Don't worry about the details. I know it straight up doesn't work.
But why do you and Robbie always want to trade?
Yeah, the centerpieces are Justice Winslow, point guard, for Kyrie Irving, point guard, to figure out the other stuff. All right? Who do you want? Now, mind you, you probably have to be Kyrie Irving a bleep ton of money next year.
Yep.
And Mr. Going on a soliloquy about all the characters it takes to win. By the way, he mocked LeBron James whenever he would do that in Cleveland and went on those giant monologues about how much it takes to win. He hated that. Now he's that guy. But Danny Ainge loves Justice Winslow.
Does.
Justice Winslow is now a point guard.
Yep.
Kyrie Irving is a point guard. One time Miami was on his list of preferred destinations. This is Miami. So, Just throwing it out there. If that scenario was brought up to Heat fans, Kyrie Irving for Justice Winslow being the centerpiece of it.
If you throw in James Johnson, it works.
Would you do it?
So Kyrie for Justice and James Johnson.
Just focus on the two guys for right now.
No, the money doesn't work. Justice is only making
$3 million. Just focus on the two guys for now. You're being distracted like a Jack Russell looking at a flashlight. Focus on changing point guards. Kyrie Irving.
Why would Boston answer me this. Yeah. Why would Boston do that?
He's a cancer in the locker room. He's disrupting everything there. Jason Tatum is the young star that they're all hoping for.
But he's an amazing player.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? Is he? Because this is why I have reservations as a Heat fan. He's not really a winning player. He did a lot of winning next to LeBron. His team made the conference finals without him last year.
I would just tell you that on the ESPN trade machine, Boston would lose 10 wins and Miami would gain 9 wins.
That's a fuzzy math machine.
That's what John Hollinger's analysis says.
Hollinger's a quack. Nobody that was cool like 8 years ago. Hollinger, get the hell out of here. But right now, the way Justice Winslow is scoring the buckets and dishing it out, and all the moves are starting to come forth for him. Not to mention the value
of Justice for $10 million.
That's the interesting thing, Leroy. I'm glad you brought that up. That's why we play it. Just throwing it out here. That's why we play the game.
But like, you're gonna have Justice for 10 years for three more years, right?
At least.
Right? Versus Kyrie for 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could trade Olynyk back to Boston.
He's got a bum-ass name.
Oh, they'll load the white guy back.
Olynyk and Justice for Kyrie works.
Stop worrying about the Philly.
Now.
You're focused on extras. I'm focusing on the stars of the role.
I think I should be an expert on this since I, in honor of Justice Winslow, had to dress up like a philocrat.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys are very impatient. You think all young players are supposed to be all-stars as soon as they hit the league.
Yeah.
You would have traded Justice Winslow last year for a box of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's balling.
Balling.
So your reply is, ooh, maybe they were right about Justice Winslow.
Perhaps.
No. Your reply is, let's trade him for something bigger.
Nope, that's not my reply.
That is your reply.
It's not, because I did not come here today dressed as a sea captain. If that was my reply, you would not see me in regular clothes. I would be dressed like a sea captain with my harpoon. But I've grown. I'm not looking for every whale.
No. You just found new ways to get it out.
It's not true. Why? Because we have this new segment throwing it out there?
Let me ask you. Okay, now that I've talked through this and we've discussed this, if I'm going to be into a player for $30, $35
million, yeah.
I'd rather keep Justice for 10 and get another player for 25.
Interesting.
Right? Because I can get a pretty good player for 25 a year.
Sure.
Yeah, you could also get Hassan Whiteside.
For 25 a year, it'd be better than any player we currently have on the roster.
I don't know, not unless you make a bad decision.
Bumpy almost makes 25.
Yeah, Bumpy was a bad decision.
Oh, okay.
All right. New person in just throwing it out there. Now, the Philadelphia 76ers, they also have friction. Ben Simmons, he came out after their loss. I believe it was the Hawks. Maybe it was the Cavs. Somebody terrible. And he said this.
Was the main problem physicality? Or was
definitely. I think we were just too soft.
Called his team soft.
Well, wait.
Hold on. Very important setup.
Your big man is soft.
Who, Joel?
Yes.
I don't think so.
You put some hands on him and he softens up.
Jimmy Butler then heard this and was asked by the media about being called soft. And here's what Jimmy had to say.
Ben called the team soft. Would you agree with that?
I don't like the word soft. I just don't think that... We did what we were supposed to do. I'm not going to say that anybody saw. I just think that we got beat in every aspect of the game. They came out from the jump and did what they wanted to do. And they did that for 48 straight minutes.
I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, yeah. That sounded like.
Oh, that was like
it's about, as Snoop Dogg would say, it's about to get crack-a-lacking.
Yeah. So.
Now,
I'm just throwing this out there. But would you want to revisit the Jimmy Butler thing Not for Justice Winslow, because Philly can kick rocks. But I'm just throwing this out there. Now, we may have dodged a bullet, but I'm just throwing this out there with the Jimmy Butler thing.
We didn't dodge a bullet if you're bringing it back up.
That's why just throwing it out there is
here's
here.
Another
it's,
thing,
it's
Mr.
important meetings.
Mr. Just throwing it out there. I will be fine playing your game. You got to tell us what you would do.
Okay. What
because
would I do?
You keep saying, I'm just throwing it out there, but clearly you have some thoughts on the matter.
Okay. Hear me out.
No, because you know what you're putting up.
Now.
Hear me out usually means don't crush me after the first words come out of my mouth.
Kyrie or Justice Winslow? If you were to look right now in the standings, the Heat, just 3.5 games back of that.
Yep.
Philly, they're just 4 games back of these so-called elite superpower contenders. If they call up, want to do business, the Celtics, Danny Ainge, Kyrie Irving for Justice Winslow, I tell them to kick sharp rocks.
See?
Kick sharp rocks.
You know what sucks about you? This is what you do.
He's not Heat culture.
You get a feel for the room. Well, neither was Deion before he got here.
No, Deion was Heat culture.
No, listen.
You just called him fat Deion.
That was ridiculous.
No, he was fat. But I mean, listen, he just lost his way.
Deion was not Heat culture.
He was.
No, he was not.
Oh, my goodness.
He was. Robbie, was he Heat culture for like a little run there?
Yeah, that pose is Heat culture.
Nobody wanted him. You're mean. That's not Heat culture? Okay.
It was Heat culture before. Then Heat cultured him up. Then he went.
Right. Okay, that can't happen with other players.
It can, sure.
Because the one thing I will say about the Miami Heat, whoever comes here, they are prepared and they have an idea of what's going to happen to them, both mentally and physically, as far as basketball.
And to Dudu says, isn't Kyrie a free agent? He is. You only make this deal if he agrees. I'm signing with you guys. The Goran, wink, wink, deal. Now, whip, Jimmy Butler, would you trade? We've discussed this before. Now, they ain't getting Jay Rich. They can kick rocks. They're not getting Justice Winslow. They can kick rocks. Because Jimmy Butler is their mistake now.
You want to send them Magruder?
You get 2 Philly boys, Philly Cheese and Wayne. Now, I'm not saying I want to do this. I'm just saying I'm throwing it out there. Philly Cheese, Deion Waiters,
and
Magruder.
Here's what happened. Let me explain something to you about this guy. Because Philly Cheese going to go on a tear where he's like 25 or 50 from 3 in the next 5 or 6 games.
And he played 9 minutes less game, though.
Right? Which is another thing I can't figure out.
Does Jimmy Butler have a no-trade clause?
Huh?
I mean, he just got traded.
He just got traded.
I feel like there's something going on there. Go ahead.
I asked you. That's why we're throwing it out there. I just served it up. You got to hit it back.
No. Here's the deal. If you trade for Jimmy Butler, like, you still have the same problems. You need to trade. If you trade, you got to trade for a point guard.
We have a point guard. It's Justice. It's Justice. Who we're not trading for Kyrie.
Okay, here. What are you going to do when Goran gets back?
Oh, good question.
And?
Obviously, you're going to attach him to get the contract off the books.
By the way, the trade is successful. Deion and Wayne for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, of course it is. Now, would you do it? Because...
Wait, 5 seconds ago you said, don't worry about the trade machine.
By the way, Jimmy Butler would only give Miami +1 on the wins.
Yeah, and not a locker room guy. 3 for 3 on people hating his guts.
Well, it's also the same type of team, too.
Is it?
A whole bunch of young players who don't understand.
Yeah, but he's not really doing the reason for the winning either. Like, at some point, don't you have to look yourself in the mirror?
What I'm saying is this.
Is he the Adam Gase of basketball players?
If he got in the atmosphere.
He's got beady eyes?
If he was in an atmosphere like the Heat have, an environment, a lot of the stuff you wouldn't have to say because they already preach it.
But the question is, do you pay him $40 million a year or do you let Justice Winslow develop into Jimmy Butler and you pay him $40 million over the contract?
Wait.
This is why we got to play throwing it out there.
Here's what I need to clarify with you. Okay. Who do you want to trade on the team?
Me?
Yeah, because it changes every week.
Let's see.
Magruder's on the list.
Yeah, Magruder's got to go. Magruder's got to go. I'm Magruder'd out. Heat culture, but, you know, it's time to go.
Tyler?
Tyler Johnson? No, Tyler's a spark plug. I'm good with him right now, and I think he's going to turn something valuable. So.
Hassan,
you know, come on.
Hassan's on the list?
Not a yes or no, but, you know, come on.
Because everybody knows, but nobody will say anything about Hassan.
Wayne Ellington? Gotta go. Doesn't play.
He's not playing.
Doesn't play. Gotta go. Dwayne Wade? No way.
No.
Untradeable.
Come on.
Untradeable.
Can't name a street after a guy you want traded.
Hassan, Udonis Haslam? Can't trade him. Nope.
Look, can we give realistic?
Josh Richardson, would you trade him?
No.
Really? Not even after all his late game follies, mess ups, and
is this second year? Second year playing?
It's his fourth year.
No, but I'm saying
it's bound to
ask him to be more of a.
It's his first year asking him to do mostly everything until Justice Winslow took that role from him.
It's bound to come back around. It's bound to correct itself.
All right, so you think he's due?
I think he's due. Just as far as the not stepping on his own feet and stepping out of bounds and that whole situation.
All right, so just so we're clear, because we got to conclude this before hashtag third hour. All in favor of trading Justice Winslow for Kyrie Irving, if Danny Ainge were to call, say aye.
What happened to Goran?
He's still hurt. He's not in the conversation.
Yeah, of course.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Aye.
Hi.
Opposed?
Two eyes?
Eyes.
Questionable. All those opposed?
What about
say
you?
Nay.
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 Of course.
Of course. You son of a.
See, I told you.
You guys want to trade Justice Winslow. You guys are not Heat culture. Wow.
I knew there was
We just went through a 20-minute freaking argument so you can get us. So you can do this.
We learned something about you two today. Wow.
I can't
a wolf
you.
In sheep's clothing. Leroy Horde. Interesting.
It's Kyrie.
Well, he's a wolf in crab's clothing today.
Yeah, but Kyrie's a lot of razzle-dazzle. Is he substance? I mean, Robbie, is he substance?
He's no substance.
It's cool to be Uncle Drew. Yeah. It's cool.
We can't have this conversation.
Those 4 years without LeBron with the Cavs.
I'll tell you who would make the trade. Who would make them make the trade. Mickey. Cuz. Superstar. That sells seats. Kyrie Irving is very popular. Be a good superstar, torch passing.
Oh, so the owner agrees with me.
Yeah. But you can't trust owners all the time. You gotta go with the basketball people. Now, wait up.
Wait.
Who traded jerseys at the end of the Celtics Heat game?
What's his name?
Justice Winslow and Kyrie Irving.
Justice Winslow and Kyrie.
Those guys are friends. What if Justice Winslow has it on good authority that Kyrie wants to come down to Miami? Does Pat Riley start trying to make moves and clear all the decks for next year to sign him big?
We have a lot of guys that do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody that does something different.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm like, okay, having all these point guards does what? You know, having... what are you going to do with Justice? What are you going to do with Goran, even though Goran's hurt? I mean, I get all that, but we have a whole bunch of wing players. You need something different. You need another. In order to build a team, you need to have a bunch of different positions. Not just positionless, because positionless had you without a point guard for a while.
I mean, Kyrie doesn't really pass.
He doesn't pass. He loves to score, but he can score. He can score.
Uh-oh.
This is another
Somebody says...
What?
I'm over Jay Rich. Why, man? They ask him to do something maybe he shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah, he messes up a lot late, though.
But stop.
Falls a lot.
And, like, get out of here. No player has a chance to, like...
I wish they would put, like, what is the proximity detection in his shoes and
so
line the baseline?
When he gets close to the line? That'd be real productive.
Since we're up against it, we're probably going to have to take a break. There's a classic Twitter exchange
uh-huh.
that happened in regards to Adam Gase's press conference that I'd like to get to on the other side if we can.
Hashtag third hour is next.